We're drinking Lay by Far From the Tree. Palapeno.
The fuck is a palapeno?
Palapeno pineapple cider, a.k.a. pineapple jalapeno cider.
Motherfucker.
What's your first impression?
When I opened it, I got this strong fucking meaty odor.
Dude, this shit's fucking fuego.
I can't figure out what it is, though.
This is not for the faint of heart. This ain't like anything you ever had.
It smells like a freshly opened deli ham. Yeah, it does.
You're having a stroke.
I worked in a deli. I know what a freshly opened deli ham smells like.
You do. You do. You got experience with them salted meats. Dude, I love... This is my favorite cider by Far From the Tree.
I haven't tried the license plate one.
What was... What?
I don't know what it's called. The Massachusetts license plate, yeah. Though.
I heard it's... I literally forget what it's called, but my friends that had it said that it's... the can is cooler than the actual cider.
I think it's supposed to just be a regular cider.
No, it's something different.
It's not flavored. It's like a...
It's like... No, but it's like a certain...
It's a certain apple. I think it's just a certain apple. Right. I don't think it's supposed to be...
It's a certain edition.
Jalapeno pineapple flavored.
Well, no, this shit's fucking off the charts. Coming out of left field, and I love it. Looks like Mountain Dew. Tastes like the first time you lost your virginity.
A little light to be Mountain Dew. What?
As opposed to the second time. And it tastes like the first time you had sex. This is just fiery fucking... Lighten your senses up, baby.
Sounds like you had a terrific experience.
Can't even handle. I did. It was last week.
The pineapple is nice. No, not the pineapple. It's a pineapple I think I don't like. I like the jalapeno.
You like the jalapeno?
Yeah.
So the jalapeno for me, and this is more of like a feeling than a taste.
Right.
Like I get it on my palate. I just get like a tingling
It's
sensation.
A slight, you get a little bit of a remnant of the jalapeno, mm-hmm. but not so much.
But it's more the feel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that. I wish it was a little bit spicier. I've been craving spicy things. I'm glad we did this.
This is so good, dude. I love the combination of pineapple jalapeno. Anytime I grill, usually I'm grilling, whatever I'm grilling, I'm throwing on some pineapples and jalapenos on there too. I just slice up the jalapenos nice and thin.
And you put them on the grill?
And I slice up the pineapple, you know, like pineapple slices. Put the pineapple slices right on the grill and put the jalapeno slices right on top of the pineapple.
All right.
And then you just fucking eat it with a fork and the knife on the side.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
When you cook the jalapeno, don't do anything to it. Just throw it on the grill and then do all the maintenance afterwards.
Whole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that too. I do like that. I kind of like that better.
It adds the... You know, it blisters up. It's real nice. Anything that blisters up is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I should do that, actually. Usually I don't know, I just slice them, throw them right in the
It's
pineapple.
Easier, because you don't have to peel the skin off afterwards. We both
peel
wiped the
skin
face.
Off?
Oh, yeah.
Of what?
Well, I did it with habaneros. I peeled the skin off the habanero. Because for the recipe, I didn't want the burnt texture. I was making tacos, so I made grilled tacos.
Oh, you wanted more of that, like, salsa texture?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I see. That's fucking, look at that, dude.
See?
Last week, we were fucking totally at odds with our fucking cuisine.
But we were just cuisines. At odds last week.
Yeah, we were.
Near the end, we just didn't like each other.
Now we're two chefs on the same page, baby.
Right.
That reminds me. All right, the fans.
The cook-off. They
the
want
fans
the cook-off.
Want a cook-off.
I've had
they
one person
to the
tell
episode.
Me it's a good idea.
What's that?
I've had one person tell me it was a good idea.
I've had a few people reach out to me. Be like, hey, bro, you and Maddie, there's you need to have a cook-off.
There's a lot of difficulties in that. I would love to. We're gonna figure out a way to make it happen. But there's a lot of challenges we're going to have to face.
Well, let's work at least a couple of them out right now. One of them that I've been thinking about is, if you didn't catch the last episode, the end of last episode.
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah, go back and listen. We need to come up with, okay, so do you think that we should cook the same thing, or do you think that we should cook...
with the same ingredients.
We could do same ingredients, or we could do same category. So like, for instance...
I don't like category. Category is a bullshit thing.
This is what I mean by that. The category is burgers, right? So we each cook a burger, but we do it how we want to. We pick out the buns we want, the meat we want, the ingredients we want. We can fucking grill it.
I don't like the idea of a burger.
Boil it.
You keep going to burger.
You can boil it.
You always do burger. Always say burger. That's always your...
What do you mean? That's always, this is the first time we've discussed the cook-off.
We discussed it last week, and you were like, burgers.
It's a good example.
Burgers. Fuck burgers. Go,
why?
Go deeper.
I'll fucking run train on you in the burger category, bro. I'll fucking mop the floors with your fucking
stupid chin.
You
won't. I've already got it in my head. But no, I want to do something more intense, something that takes a little bit more skill.
See, that's how I know I would beat you in burgers, because you think there's no skill.
I want something that takes a little bit more skill.
There's plenty of skill in that, but what are you thinking?
I was thinking ingredients.
More eloquent?
Yeah. Well, no. We'll just have the same ingredients and we make something with it.
Well, we got to come up with at least like a cat.
But here's the problem. We don't have a cooking space for it.
We can get one.
My kitchen is big enough. No, it's not even big enough for me.
Well, we can.
All right.
We can work it out. I'm not worried about that right now.
Right, that's my biggest concern is where we're going to do it. I got four stovetops. That's not enough.
Bro, we'll fucking...
I use four stovetops for almost every meal I make.
We'll fucking go to the Capitol Grill and fucking rent out their kitchen for an hour. I'll kick them all out. I'll say, get the fuck out of here. Me and Maddie, it's cook time,
we're
baby.
Taking over.
To bring the mayhem to Flavortown.
We'll figure it out. I'm not 100% worried about the ingredients and what we're going to do. If it comes down to it, we'll just each make our own thing. We'll buy our own ingredients.
But then,
I mean, sometimes things just taste better.
But here's the thing. It needs to be, on the same playing field. You know what I mean? I can't go and make a chili and you make a fucking sirloin steak. Both might be wicked good in their own right, but you might not even be able to compare them.
Or lobster fried Diablo.
Sure. Okay, then that the category would be seafood or something. You know what I mean? It has to be somewhat comparable.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll work it out.
All right.
On the podcast.
If anyone has
any input,
let's fucking hear it.
Yeah. Let's hear some input, motherfuckers.
Back to your take real quick on this cider. Would you drink this? On your own?
No.
No? You're not feeling it?
I'm not. I'm very disappointed. But I'm not... I don't know. It doesn't taste like a cider to me. Pineapple is killing it. I don't like pineapple.
I drink this shit. I was so pumped to find this. I found it at Cappy's. All right.
Check the date.
Anyways.
Cappy's probably got this last year and they just put it out today. They're like, what's this? Let's sell it.
It probably was last summer's batch. I don't even see a date. Anyways, you and I both have a busy week.
And it was similar. It was intertwined somehow.
It kind of was.
Isn't that crazy?
That was a weird hug. Not God works in mysterious ways, baby.
The universe. If you're going to refer to a God or something, just refer to the universe. Doesn't that make more sense? We live inside of it.
You see how I'm kind of matching the can right now?
Yeah. Did you do that on purpose?
No, but no. Okay. God works in mysterious ways.
The universe. Remember, we just went over this.
I went to Bissell Brothers, got some merch, son.
How is Bissell Brothers? How's the beer? How was everything?
Dude, it was so fucking... I think it was the best brewery experience.
When'd you go?
I went, I don't know, this past weekend with Flex, Flexy Boy, Mrs. Flex, and the Lunatic.
Nice.
Who, and this is a separate issue,
Chef
is
Mike
not
the Lunatic.
Happy with the Lunatic.
How come? She was happy with it that night. At the Bit Bar.
I don't know if she remembers you referring to her that night.
She was fine with it.
That was her alter ego.
Yeah. I like it.
Which is, yeah.
See, to me, lunacy is a good thing.
That's what I tried to explain to her. No one wants
to. That's why I'm Maddie Mayhem.
Right.
The Lord of Lunacy.
She's like, people are going to think you're dating a lunatic. I'm like, I am dating a lunatic.
And that's a good thing.
And it's, say it with so much affection.
Yes.
You know?
She doesn't like it. She has to come up with her own, but.
Right. No, but
I'm gonna say it in a very mean voice every time I say it.
Yeah, and you can't come up with your own. You've kind of, she earned that. She earned that lunatic. That's just the way.
Well, you didn't come up with the Dave Caggiano. I mean, you. Well, I guess you. Yeah, you're proving my point. But you didn't come up with anything. You said the Skinny Guinea when we went with it.
Yeah. But that just stuck.
Yeah,
she's she got the lunatic from you. You dubbed
like
it. You felt it and you gave it to her. And it's a true nickname.
I love alliterations.
I know.
The lunatic is bomb.
Me too. I mean, I think so too.
I'm disappointed.
Let's just call her the disappointment.
All right. There it is. That's the new one.
You like that better, huh? Huh, the lunatic? A.K.A. the disappointment. Every time she complains, we're just going to fucking drop it down a notch, make it ruder and ruder. Yep. Yeah, so I went to Bissell Brothers with...
those three.
Yeah, the fucking squad. Dude, it was so good. It was the best brewery I've been to.
The breast?
The breast brewery. Dude, my fucking... This is bad.
This is good.
In terms of the quality of beer, the quality of the environment, and the food next door, like there's a restaurant attached to it. Oh my fucking God, so good.
Now the Bissell brothers, they also make vacuums, right? Bissell? I think they do.
You're thinking of the Dyson Duo, not the Bissell brothers.
Maybe, but I'm pretty
Bissell
sure.
Bissell brothers sounds like a folk band.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
The logo's cool though. The three B's.
Yeah, they got a great logo too.
That's what pulls me in.
So it's in Portland, which is like fucking dope city. You walk in, it smells the same as Trillium, which is just there's like a weird smell when you walk into Trillium. It smells like shit in.
It smells like hops.
Like dirty laundry almost.
Really?
Yeah. If you walk into Trillium, you know what I'm talking about. There's this fucking really weird smell.
I bet it's the mash.
And I walked in, I was like, oh, it smells the same.
Well, mash is bread smelling, I believe. I don't know.
You digress.
I digress.
And they have like a second level of seating that overlooks the brewery. It's really dope. They have sick merch. That's where I got this hat. See that gang gang, that mustard yellow.
I'm a fan.
You like it?
I do. I wouldn't wear it, but I do like it.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Yellow's not my color. I used to have a bicycle that was yellow.
Sick, dude.
Yellow Dino GT.
That's fucking great, great series of GT.
Do you ever have a bicycle?
Yeah, I've had.
This one didn't have any gears, didn't have any pegs, didn't have anything. It was just a simple bicycle, didn't have a gyro. It was just a bicycle, and I loved it. I went everywhere on it.
Bicycles have gyros now?
They've always had gyros. It's so you can do handlebar spins.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. You ride mountain bikes.
Yeah. I ride street bikes.
I never understood those. I couldn't shift
with
properly.
With skinny tires.
So I said, no, thank you. I had thick. Mine were BMX. Mine was a BMX bicycle. So I rode on dirt and stuff.
If you're a cyclist out there, little pro tip, when you're changing gears, you're supposed to change gears on the way when there's the least amount of pressure on the pedals. So when they're changing, your foot's changing from up to down and vice versa. You don't change in the middle of a push. Does that make sense?
Not to me, but I'm sure it does to someone.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're not in the fucking middle of a push. Change directions. That's when you want to change gears.
I never changed gear.
Saves your gears. There's like one person listening right now that is going to benefit from that, and that's why it makes it important.
And they're going to win the French Open.
Hopefully.
That's tennis, I think.
So we hit up four breweries in Portland.
God damn it, four. And that was the best one. Is that the most well-known one?
No. No.
No?
No, probably not. We went to Allagash, which is probably, I'd say, more well-known than Bissell Brothers.
They're the ones with like the... Nope. Never mind. They don't do Smutty Nose shit. Smutty Nose, obviously.
No. Yeah. They, they're probably the most well-known. We didn't do the tour. I've heard Allagash's tour is really nice. It's the second time I've been to Allagash. They used to give you a free flight.
Everyone loves a free flight.
Last time I was there, I got a free flight. This time, it was a cheap flight. You need a soundboard so we can do cheesy sound.
Yeah, but
sound bites.
We don't wear headphones, so we'd never know.
We did Bissell Brothers, Definitive, Allagash, and Foundation in that order. Four top notch.
Was it road
breweries.
Trips like on purpose? Like, did you go up there, stay up there, and come down? Did you go up?
We just went up for the breweries. Yeah, one day, day trip.
Jesus, that's all
we went up
to
mostly
do.
For Bissell Brothers because I feel like it's like the mecca of.
It's become the mecca.
It's dope, dude. It's dope. The cool thing about Allagash and Foundation Definitive is they're all on the same road. It's like Industrial Way in Portland. You can hit up literally 1, 2, 3. I think there's six breweries on one road.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's a long road.
Like four of them are in the share the same building.
That's awesome.
There's one massive square like warehouse building. You can just walk the perimeter of it and hit four breweries there.
I love the community. They're super supportive.
They benefit off each other.
Yeah.
You know, you just hop brewery to brewery to brewery. It's pretty dope.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what was your favorite?
Bissell Brothers, definitely.
Did they have like a lot of breweries have like games you can play, like you know, Bago and shit?
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't that
Allagash tight? Did? Allagash's brewery might be a little nicer. Like they have an outdoor area that's gorgeous. Like they have this cabana, all this outdoor seating. They have a food truck right there. They have cornhole going on. It's a nice, like young, hip environment. It's pretty cool. Bissell Brothers is definitely better though. Like right, the beer's better. And
what does Bissell Brothers like specialize in?
Their IPAs. I forget the name of the beers that I had, which is ridiculous. I mean, we should probably post on our social media. I'll find out all the beers that I had and we can post. Dude, the one thing I will say about Allagash, so we got a free flight. I liked none of the beer on it except for one. And it was a like bourbon aged, not a stout or porter. It was like a bourbon aged like blonde ale or something like that.
Was it boozy?
No, it was a light, super, super light beer, but it was bourbon aged, which is like pretty uncommon.
That means it was probably pretty, pretty high ABV.
Yeah. It was probably like 6 or 7. Yeah, it was probably like 6 or 7.
Really?
Yeah, it was super good, dude. It was so good.
I'd give that a try.
I thought it was going to be the worst one. It was great. I think it was a blonde ale aged in bourbon barrels. Pretty sure that's what it was.
It's not bad. So you went up there, you decided, hey, let's wake up at 8 o'clock today. Let's drive up there.
Yep.
We'll be back by 11 o'clock.
Do some drinking.
PM.
I got back by like 4 a.m.
Yeah. 4 a.m.?
No.
Oh. That's a long day.
It did get tough. So we did 4 breweries. I think that was all I could handle.
That sounds like it's a tough day. It's a busy day. Drinking, while it's fun, it isn't easy when you're doing it like that.
Not when you're doing like heavy craft beers.
It becomes a workout almost.
Yeah, it was an exercise in drinking. That's what it was.
But the problem is it's having the opposite effect on your body. You're not getting that workout effect.
Nah, bro, you're fucking going down the drain. So we potentially could have hit like 7 breweries in a day. With ease, at 7 breweries within 2 stops in Portland.
Jesus.
So if you want to like be a savage and basically like do the Epcot thing in Portland, like
drinking around the world.
Yeah. You want to do that in Portland, you can easily do that. You go to Industrial Way and hit up Bissell Brothers before.
Yes. Make sure you get the good stuff out of the way. All right.
Gang, gang, boy.
Oh, yep. That's something. That is a thing you just said. Mm. I don't really understand it. Gang, gang.
Yeah, dude, you don't understand.
What is it? Why are you saying gang, gang?
You ain't hip. Because brew gang.
Brew gang?
Yeah, we're all part of the brew gang.
So we're moving on to something. Is that mine?
Yeah.
Mine was on a specific page.
Everyone's going to be so confused when we let them know what you're referring to right now. They won't be able to guess. Take 3 seconds and try to guess what Maddie is what he's holding in his hand. Did you guess a playbill? Probably not.
Did you guess a playbill to a Mormon play? Probably not.
Def not.
But then you'd be correct because it's not a Mormon play.
No, it's not. It's a play about Mormons. The Book of Mormon. We happened to both go to it this week.
Now, mine had been planned out for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Was yours not? Yours hey, let's go do this thing?
Kinda. Yeah.
Would you sit mezzanine? Did you sit high up, right?
Mm-hmm. Like midway up the mezzanine.
So we saw Aladdin at this same thing. Me and the
Boston Opera House?
Yeah.
Then my first time there.
I hate it. It's my least favorite theater to go to.
I don't have that much theater experience. I've been to like the Wilbur a bunch of times.
I prefer the North Shore Music Theater more than I prefer this one.
Dude, this place was gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, but it's not built very well. You can tell it's for old theater. It's more for opera than it is which opera house.
Yeah.
But it's not really built for a play, in my opinion.
Really?
Because it's built up instead of built back.
For a play, it should be built back?
Yeah, the seating. It's tough to see up An opera, you're going to hear it. You want to hear things, so you don't necessarily need to see as much.
Okay, so maybe, I guess it's an acoustically, it's pretty good though.
Correct.
Which is where I was, when I was looking at it, I was thinking about the acoustics and how good they
were. So we bought tickets in mezzanine as well, and we thought we were lower to the ground. We didn't, because it wasn't balcony. But the mezzanine there is basically balcony.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't know that.
Yeah. I liked it, dude.
We saw Moulin Rouge at...
What is that? Is that about gay stuff?
I mean, there are gays in it.
I mean, every play is about gay stuff, really, if you think about
it. But it's about the revolution. The French Revolution, I'm sorry. In the 70s? In the 70s? I don't know. It's
the 1770s?
No. It's contemporary. But there's, you know, they're at the Moulin Rouge. That's the name of the place. It's a club. It's like a nightclub. And the poor people like to go there.
What, I get it.
It was good.
Okay.
This, it was at the Emerson Theater.
Okay.
And that was much better.
But what do you think? What do you think of the Book of the Mormon?
What did I think of it?
Yeah. Overall, what was your?
I enjoyed it.
There's a lot of people that are gonna be interested in this. By the way, this is fucking huge.
Why?
I've never been to a play. You've been to one play.
You ruined my playbill.
I know.
Why would you do that?
Do you want to switch? I have one in the car you can have.
Jesus, it's got a coaster stain on it.
Okay. I think it's my like this is the only play that I know of that like young people my generation are like super interested in all of a sudden.
Yeah, why?
Cuz it's made by the creators of South Park.
Yeah, but they're really not your people.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They've transcended a generation, and
they don't line up with the liberal millennial hippies. You know that, right?
Yeah, but that's not only my generation. That's not all my generation. That's more your generation. That's the perception of it.
That's because that's what they make the perception.
My generation grew up with South Park, definitely.
And I'm saying this to people who aren't that generation. Yeah, I grew up with it too.
Right.
I was there for the first.
So was I. It was in, what, 98
I was
or
born
so?
Into this darkness. But, you know, I don't think you're right. I don't think a lot of people...
Dude, you're not
your
like a
age,
different generation.
I'm totally a different generation. 6 years. You're my brother's generation.
6 years, dude. That's not even... You're a millennial.
You're
know that, right?
You're the same age as my little sister.
You know... Don't you fucking dare call me your little sister.
You're the same age as my little sister.
Right, but don't you fucking...
Boy, you were born in 1997.
No, I was born in 93.
Oh, yeah. My brother was born in 97. My sister was born in 94. You're the same age.
We're the same generation. You act like
I was born in a different decade
40
than you.
Years older than me.
I am. I basically am.
No, you're not.
I've seen so many things.
You're a millennial. You
by
know
definition,
that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. By definition.
No, I agree. We're I'm not going to tell you I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm not by definition of what a millennium is. Yes, but I am not the definition of a millennial.
Neither am I. Yeah. I'm not a liberal.
I mean, you say gang, gang.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I'm hip, baby.
That's what they claim to be hip.
I'm hip, baby.
I am not hip.
I'm a hip millennial.
I'm not even close.
Oh, you're a fucking femur is what you are. You're almost hip, but you're not quite. What's,
oh. Anatomy joke. I like it.
All right.
Are we opening it up?
Well, I don't know. I kind of want to get into this play a little bit without giving away like the plot or anything. I want to get... I was
it's
super
perfectly fine.
I mean, I was super interested in your... Well, I know we definitely have listeners that are going to go and see this. I know for a fact. People have told me. So, I want to get your take on it. I was thinking about your take the whole time. I was like, oh, I bet you Maddie enjoyed this part. Maddie probably was.
Yeah, but if I can't specifically spoil shit for these people, then I don't know.
Dude, you know, we can give out some of the parts. For instance, my favorite song was Turn It Off.
That was a good song. I was going to say that might be my favorite, but I don't remember songs and things by names unless I actively see it. Are they in here?
I don't know. I haven't really looked through it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Such a good concept about how... So
it's basically right. Don't Be Gay, but it's a little bit more...
It's basically how everyone that is super religious has these doubts about it.
Not just that, but like,
and
if you have any bad feeling, don't feel it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't confront it. Just pretend it's not there.
Where the fuck are the songs?
Turn it off.
Come on, you got to talk while I'm looking for this shit, brother.
I'm just thinking about my overall takeaway from this play.
My favorite thing about this play, this playbook, this playbill, is the advertisement in it from the actual Mormon church. This one right here. Did you open up to it?
Wait, I didn't even see that. It says, what does it say?
It says, our version is slightly different. And then it says, the Book of Mormon, another testament for Jesus Christ. And it says, the musical is entertaining. The book, it's life-changing. Get a free copy at thebookofmormon.org or text book to 33733.
And you know what?
That's so smart on their behalf.
Yes,
accept
dude.
It. Don't fight it.
That's what I'm saying about the Mormon church. Fucking kudos to them, dude. Kudos to them, because while I'm not religious in any way and I generally have a lot of disdain for what religions do to people, I think that the Mormon religion is very self-aware of their craziness, and they're smart, dude. They're not mad about it. They aren't like telling people to protest,
right?
This play,
and they're not. I mean, they're not telling people who are Mormons to go see it, but they're saying, "Hey, this is our chance to convert someone who might be interested."
Yeah, and I remember. I don't know if you remember, but when I went to Salt Lake City, went to the Mormon Tabernacle Church, one of my buddies asked like one of the Mormons about, this girl was talking to us about this play. He was like, what are your thoughts on the Book of Mormon? And she was like, well, I haven't seen it, obviously, but I know it's, you know, very satirical of our religion, which is cool, as long as, you know, we're getting our message out there and people understand that it's satire and they give us a chance too. I don't think it's a bad thing. She was like, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy, isn't it?
I was like, damn.
Maybe they're right.
I know.
Maybe they're the right religion.
That's what I'm saying.
If you've ever watched South Park, they are the right religion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They say that.
Someone goes to heaven and they're like, well, like, who makes it into heaven? And he's like, surprisingly, Mormons are the only religion that got it right.
That's so good funny. They shit on their religion in this play. It's fantastic.
They do.
It's really fucking.
They open up with a familiar voice. It's the announcer voice from South Park.
I almost peed myself.
And I was like, are they here? I was so pumped. I mean, obviously, I knew they weren't, but that off chance, I wanted them to be.
That was so funny. Yeah, they open up with like the scene, and it's God, I think, right? Or Jesus? Yeah, it's Jesus.
Joseph Smith.
Yep.
And someone else.
Yeah, and it's like the South Park voices.
Oh, it's Mormon Eye, the angel.
I am Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm like, oh, baby, I feel like I'm watching South Park. So much of the play was, I kept being like, oh, that's so South Park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was very musical.
And, okay.
There almost was no dialogue.
That brings me to my next point, is that the other thing I loved about this play, as much as it satirizes the Mormon religion, it equally, and this is very overlooked, it equally satirizes musicals in general.
By only being a musical.
Right. And like being so dramatic with everything. Like someone would ask a question, they'd be like, what about so-and-so? And then the person would be like look at the audience, and then like the music would, dramatic music would start, yeah, and they'd bust into a song. Like I fucking loved it.
It was very, it was good for what wanted to be like. They nailed it.
Yeah.
I liked the devil too.
Oh, that part was obviously that part was awesome.
Obviously, I like the devil.
That was very South Park-esque.
Yeah.
Over the top devil with the giant wings, right, and like fucking super evil.
And then all those evil people from history.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about during part of it was, so like it makes fun of musicals so much, and like the drama of it and the flair of it and how gay it is. There's a whole like dance sequence where everything's over the top.
Like the main character, not the main character, but there's two main characters. Yeah. The fat main character.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had the same one I did.
Probably.
But he was all over the place.
Yeah.
And he was so good about it.
So he was the little chubby kid. Yeah. We probably have the same.
Like he didn't get tired at all, which was crazy for the amount he was
fitness,
moving.
Crazy dude.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, but the thing I was wondering about is like the musical makes fun of musicals so hard in drama and like Broadway acting, that I was like, dude, I wonder if the kids in this play like fucking realize how they're much they're making fun of themselves and if they're okay with it.
When I was watching it, I thought to myself, do you think they were like, you're going to have to say this, this, and this. Are you okay with that? And these kids were like, yes, I just want to make it.
I think they're probably doing it for...
Because they say a lot of offensive things.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it goes both ways. Like they probably are. They just want to do it because they want to be in this musical and they made this play. But the other part of it is they probably want to do it just for the art and like freedom of expression, so to speak. Like,
yeah, I suppose
they're probably cool with making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
You know? The dance sequence where I think it's the turn it down sequence or turn it off.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about just if you have any gay thoughts, turn it off, blah, blah, blah. And they're all wearing like pink.
Right.
Like
sequin.
Yeah. Sequin vest and everything like that. I was just like, damn, it's so crazy. Like they're literally making fun of themselves and everything that they've worked. I was thinking about like these kids have worked probably since the age of like 4. They've started taking dance and singing lessons and everything to make it here. And now they're just kind of shitting on their entire life.
It's a way to do it, though.
Yeah.
If you can't make fun of yourself, you might as
well. I admired it. I really did.
I really liked the play put on by the impoverished people.
Right. That was the other thing. So meta.
It was.
It was a play within a play.
It was very artistic. They did a good job.
That part was wicked.
There was a lot. There was a lot I liked about it. I liked the general's name.
Yep.
See, I don't know what to say when I'm talking spoilers.
No, that's not really a spoiler. What was it? Was butt fucking
naked?
Yeah. See, that's so South Park. To have a character be like
that's his name.
That's his name, General Butt Fucking Naked.
And it's not. I mean, it's not his real name. And he tells you why it's his name in the play. So that was another thing.
Who do you think wouldn't be a fan?
Mormons, strict Christians. Anyone who's religious, anyone who is devoutly religious, even semi-religious, wouldn't appreciate it because of the impoverished villages' message, with their quote.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good song. I enjoyed that song.
Yeah, I bet you did. I knew you'd love that part. All the there's so many like anti-religion sentiments just beyond. See, this is what I think. I think that if you were like a devout Christian, you might be stupid enough to not realize it.
Everything. Yeah.
And so you might be like, ha, 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 stupid Mormons.
Right.
Lol.
But you're also being made fun of yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So they might enjoy it.
I guess the thrill said there was a woman next to her, an older woman, and she kept going, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The whole thing. Like, you're at the wrong play.
Bitch, why the fuck are you there?
And she probably only stayed because she probably spent so much money to be there.
Right. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's up with people like that?
I don't know. She probably didn't know what it was in her defense, but right. Still, do a little research.
You know what? That's mad funny because I was sitting next to this girl and she was saying how her parents have, you can get season tickets to playhouses. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So she was saying her parents have season tickets to a playhouse in Worcester. And I was thinking, damn, there's probably people that have season tickets to the Boston Opera.
Just
Opera
came.
House.
They were like, let's go see this.
Right, exactly. Like, I heard it's getting good reviews, you know what I mean? And then they go and they're like, what the flying fuck?
That was another thing I thought. This playhouse had to choose, like, had to be like, do we put this on or do we not?
Right.
You know? Like, is this something that's going to hurt us because our season ticket holders don't want to see it? Like, is a lot they had to go through and decide.
Oh, huge decisions. Because they obviously, like, screened it ahead of time. And they probably, I'm sure they were smart enough to realize that the play is shitting on musicals in general. Also, it's like they're kind of welcoming in this. I think they did it because it's probably been so successful elsewhere that they were like, fuck, we kind of have to.
Right.
Stupid amount of tickets.
Right. I mean, they made the right decision. It's a good play. It's a good musical.
Our Uber on the way in, our Uber guy offered us free tickets.
Instead?
No, but...
He was like, please don't go to the Book of Mormon. Have you read this book? The Book of Mormon?
No, but I was just like, dude, we're going to like one of the most highly acclaimed like musicals in like recent years. And like you're offering me Blue Man Group tickets.
I've seen the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, me too, when I was like fucking 12.
It's 21.
That doesn't surprise me for some reason.
I didn't pick it. It was a surprise.
Dude, you never pick anything. I feel like you get dragged to a lot of stuff.
I feel that way too, but it's usually fun, so I don't mind. The decision-making part of my life is gone.
Just go along. Oh, dude, that's a sad statement.
No, but I'm okay with
that. Put that on a t-shirt. Just your face. It's your face with the Obama thing, except it's your face. And then underneath it just says, the decision-making part of my life is gone.
It's no, I like it.
I would buy that shirt.
I know you would.
Fuck mayhem. I'm buying that.
I wouldn't put that one. I would use a different. But no, that'd be a terrific shirt.
No, it's funny with that because
it's too long. I couldn't make it fit.
No, but that's why it'd be perfect because it's funny. Like his whole thing was hope, and like underneath your face, it just says the decision making part of my life is gone.
It's funny, right? Yeah.
Bro, I'd buy that shirt.
I like it though. I mean, I'm an easy guy.
I know, me too.
There's so much more I want to talk about it, but there's also like I can't go too much into detail. The music itself was good,
super good.
It was, I mean, you could tell it was written by the South Park guys.
Dude, fucking kudos. That's crazy.
When did they wrote this a while ago, right? It's been around for a while, right? Now, in the actual Broadway play, the guy who played the fat guy was the guy who was from Frozen, who played the voice of the snowman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Josh Gad.
Josh Gad.
Yeah. And I could see him being like the kid who did it for mine had like almost the same voice.
Unbelievable talent, dude.
Yeah. Even the other guy, the other main, was pretty good too. His role was a little bit easier, I think. He didn't have to run around like that guy.
No, he still did a lot of running around. I was like, not fuck, as much. Dude, I'd be out of breath if I were these. That was the other thing. I was like, yo, they're literally sprinting around. And then it hit me where there's a scene where they're laying in bed singing. And I was like, how hard is it to sing while you're laying down on your side?
Probably pretty hard.
Yeah. I was like, these kids are fucking crushing pipes, dude. Just beautiful, angelic voices.
Correct.
Well, they're laying down and jumping around.
I mean, I give that. Everyone should go see it. Even if you're going to be offended, definitely go see it. So the person you're sitting next to gets a few laughs and chuckles out of you.
Jill got some laughs.
I mean, I think she was more annoyed than anything, but. Yeah. Right. What? As long as she doesn't speak up and go, you shouldn't be saying that.
Oh, sometimes they do, and then it's the best moment of all time.
Because if the comedian does it properly, he destroys that person. Or she.
He or she.
But usually he. You said sometimes. No. He, as in the comedian.
Oh.
It's usually she in the crowd. Usually he on the stage.
Statistically.
Yeah.
It seems that way, yeah.
Right. In my experiences. And that's all I can go off of, folks.
Exactly. Just experience.
Yeah. So what else you got on it? Anything?
That was my week, dude. I had a good week. I had a fucking great week.
I had a decent week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went to the theater as well. I went to the movie theaters. I had a good week. Someone a few seats down from me did not have a good week. Actually, they had their last week.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine going to the movie theaters? Sitting down. Yep. I was seeing The Black Klansman. I don't know what it's about. I guess it's gotten good reviews.
You still don't know what it's about?
That's the thing. I still don't know what it's about. So we're watching the trailers. Two Tyler Perry trailers in a row. I guess she couldn't take it. She checked out.
Oh, bro, I just almost fell.
I saw that. She checked out. And then...
checked out?
Yeah. So she's sitting...
Of the hotel of life?
She's in a chair. She's not... Movie theaters have reserved seating now. Keep note of that. She's in a chair. We're in the back row. I don't know why she was in the back row. She was a bigger woman. I don't know how old she was. Maybe 60. Couldn't have been more than 60. She's in the back row. And, you know, no one notices her. She's looks like she's sleeping.
She with people?
She's by herself. I guess the older woman sitting next to us said she struggled to get up the stairs. But I feel like I would have noticed that. I didn't notice it. So she was also exaggerating. She goes, this woman must have been 400, 500 pounds. She was an old woman, put on a lot of makeup. She could tell a story, I guess. So these people come over and they go, you're in our seat. I think you're in the wrong seat.
To the
dead person.
Oh, no.
No one responds. Oh, if you didn't know that I was talking about a dead person, I'm talking about someone dying in the theater. So then...
How? Like, no, you know what? I understand she's dead, but how rude. You know what I mean?
To take someone else's seat.
Rude.
Not only did... Well, hold on. Not only did she take their seat, she took the movie away from me. I didn't get to see this movie. Isn't she?
Sorry, all right. We gotta stop doing that. God.
What?
We can't joke about it. We can't make light of this, dude.
We're like Trey Parker and Matt Stone. They make light of stuff like that all the time. Sure.
We're the same as them, exactly.
Except this is a real life thing that happened.
Yeah. Okay, God.
So, you know, all of a sudden they're flashing their cell phone lights in this woman's face, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on over there? So I look over and I go, oh, huh. And then I see them taking her pulse, and I'm like, huh.
They were taking her pulse?
I guess there was a nurse in the theater who ran up there when she saw that she wasn't responding to anything. And then I guess they went and got people and flashing the lights. I'm like, all right, could you cut it out? She's not responding. At first, she's not going to respond. You get it out of her face. You're bothering me now. The lights are down. The trailers are playing. Someone, I don't know who, I don't know if it was someone with medical skill who was supposed to be there, someone with medical skill who was just watching a movie, but they managed to pick this woman up.
Damn.
But briefly, and they dropped her very hard on her head. And then at that point, me and the thrill, we were like, we're out of here.
You just dipped?
We dipped. So we walk out, and we're just sitting at the door because we're waiting for someone. We want to know what to do. Do we get refunded? Do we wait? What are they going to do?
Do we get refunded? Natty Mayhem's first thought is, do we get a refund?
What are we doing here? So.
Did other people start to, was there a mass exodus?
No, we were the only ones who came out at first. Okay, no one else came out.
Well, you know what? Kudos to you. At least you reacted. You did something. Fight or flight, you know?
Well, it was...
You didn't help, but you left, so...
I'm not going to offer anything in that situation.
Right.
She's dead. No one's going to offer anything in that situation.
Maybe a snarky remark or something.
Hey, could you quiet down over there? Watching a movie. But no one's going to help her. She's dead. At that point, you get out of the way so that the people who are going to help her and do whatever they're going to do can go through. So we get out. There's a manager there, and he's just standing there waiting for... to point, you know, the EMTs, the paramedics, the cops, the firefighters in the right direction. And we go, so you canceling this or what? And he goes, no, it's only going to be about 10 or 15 minutes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's this guy talking about?
That's exactly what he said. He goes, it's only going to be about 10, 15 minutes. We're like, all right.
We'll shovel the dead lady out of the way and we'll continue with the movie.
We're pausing this movie. And that's what's going through my head. She's a big woman. It's going to take some engineering to get her out because she's top row. I'm enjoying telling this story. So then they're like, all right, we're going to have to evacuate the theaters over the radios they have. Just in that tone. We're going to have to evacuate the theater. So all these people come
out. Like they're annoyed.
Right. That the theater itself is annoyed.
How dare the selfish...
So they're like, all right, we're evacuating the theaters. Everyone comes out. Manager goes, only going to be about 10, 15 minutes. Movie's still on. And then over the thing, we're going to have to cancel the movie. He goes, all right, go to customer service if you want something. Yeah.
What a fucking dick.
So we're standing there, and as you know, it's a few minutes, and the EMTs and whatever, the paramedics and the firefighters and the cops and the security guards for some reason are all coming.
I like that. That was a good touch. That's true. I think that often.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
The situation is secure.
Yeah. Get out of here, buddy.
They don't need your flashlight. We have them on our phone. And everyone's just standing in the way. I don't know how many times they had to say, can you please clear the line so that people can get through? What's wrong with people? So we have AMC A-list. So we didn't get anything. They gave us these passes that said you can come back for another movie.
Even though you...
Right.
What do you mean?
Like they didn't clear it from our list as an unseen movie. They didn't let us cancel it on our thing. So we didn't get to see that movie that week. Yeah. Right. Now, if anyone knows what Black Klansman is about, I mean, feel free to let me know. No clue.
What you got was probably a little more entertaining.
It took less time, too. I was home.
You're like, wow, that was not what we expected to happen.
Well, that was an evening, yeah.
You know what's crazy is like how many days in life do you think you have like that where something like totally unexpected happened? Like 9/11. No one woke up that morning thinking that was going to happen.
No, well,
that's one of those days.
Some people did. I think 11 hijackers thought that morning.
Touche. Touche. The rest of us.
All right.
We woke up that day thinking nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Every now and then you get one of those days in your life.
But someone dies every day.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe more than one person should die every day. But when I was little, this story's not going to translate well because I was little. I was walking, I used to live in Rainbow Terrace, which is in Salem. It was the projects. And I was walking back to my Nana's house because I live with my Nana. And on the stoop to my left, I would say I was about 8 years old. There was this kid hunched over. He was a friend of mine. He was one of the friends I hung out with. I think he was a little bit retarded. But, you know, you make do with what you can in the projects.
Yeah.
And he was keeled over, and he wasn't responsive. So I went to his father, who was a drunk, an alcoholic, an addict, whatever. I said, something's wrong with, I'm not going to say any names here, your kid, he's standing over, he's keeled over, he's laying down on someone else's porch, not yours, someone else's. And he's not moving. He's not responding. I didn't say responding. I think there's something wrong over here because I was a little kid. And he just goes, no, he's probably fine. Yeah, yeah. So then I went to my Nana's. I mean, this is all within 150 feet. So it's not like it's taking me forever.
Everything's
yeah.
within 150 feet.
I was like, there's something wrong with this kid over here. What do you think we should do? They call 911. He ended up getting, what is it when they take him on a helicopter?
Med flighted
out of there.
Wow.
Because it was like he had like a stroke or something.
Holy shit. Yeah. As a kid?
I guess.
I
don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a stroke. I assume it was a stroke.
Was he okay?
He was eventually okay.
Or back to what he was
before. Right, right, right. I mean, this kid enjoys the way he would poop his pants because he enjoyed the way it felt.
God damn, the confidence.
Right?
I can't wait to get to that level one day.
He experienced it at a young age. He was older than me, so.
70, 80 years old.
Just because you like the way it feels? No, thank you. I don't think that would ever feel good. All right.
I got to set a hard deadline, though.
You do.
But good for him, though. Kudos. He said it real early. Yeah.
Not for having a stroke. But yeah, so I mean, that's another experience I've had. You've probably had a lot of experiences, but you can't talk about them.
Yeah, but and they're also, it's almost expected. It's different when I'm not working and stuff happens.
Right.
Actually, one time I saw a drunk lady fall into a trash can.
I mean, I've seen that.
You know, but it was, and her legs were up in the air like fucking like this.
Yeah. Having a good time.
Yeah. And you know, that was unexpected.
She came out with an apple core in her mouth.
Yeah.
She was like, look what I'm bobbing for apples. Huh? Okay, drunk lady, go back in the trash.
You know? But yeah, unexpected shit happened. That's crazy. I was so this is why that story is intertwined with my life. I was supposed to go to that call, but another truck ended up.
Now they knew, they must have known she was dead because they weren't rushing.
I mean, you know,
and actually, I had talked about it with some people, and it's you guys see it like on a regular basis, so you're kind of used to it, and you're calm in that situation. I like to think I'm calm in those situations too.
Right, you reacted. Well, better than 99% of people.
Yeah. Well, sitting there and not reacting is also a reaction. So everyone reacts.
And you know what? Good for you for figuring that out. It's not. Sometimes people will be like, oh, it's like they didn't even care. The EMTs didn't even care. It's not that we don't care. It's that if I'm freaking out
it's
and
gonna
running
be,
around and, yeah. like, and I'm supposed to know what I'm doing.
Right. It looks really bad.
It looks awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Cool as a cucumber, baby.
You gotta be. Some people have that willpower.
Yeah.
Is it something they teach at the class?
No, something you learn.
So is it, a lot of people probably drop out because of that. They're like, I don't think I can do this.
People, yeah, they get on a truck and they're.
Yeah. Go do something else, pussy.
Yeah, but yeah, I know the people that went to that call. They're good paramedics, and you know, I'm sure they were calm, cool, collected. Got him out of there, and it was They did what they could.
I wonder how they got her out of there.
Takes a little engineering, all like right. you said.
Yeah.
Takes a little fucking mental gymnastics.
Because, I mean, someone suggested maybe they just lifted her up and threw her over and then collected the remains down at the bottom.
Well, like you said, she had already been dropped on her head, so.
Right. And it was loud, too. Like, it was... And, yeah. If
all
she,
right, here's a piece of advice.
If she wasn't dead, that could have killed her.
Here's a piece of advice for anyone that encounters someone who's dead. Do CPR.
Well, they couldn't do CPR because of the position right. she was in. That's right. why they were moving her.
Right. So they tried to do the right thing. Get them in a position where you can do CPR, then do CPR.
It wasn't a situation one person should have been moving her.
Yeah. Use a lot of people. Use as many people as you can. Grab them by the waist, the pants, center of gravity. Grab them by their extremities, their arms and legs. And take your time getting them to the floor in a good position. A couple seconds isn't going
to
change anything.
And don't do mouth to mouth.
Don't do that.
That's not something they do anymore.
No, don't do mouth to mouth.
That's bad for you.
You're going to end up dead.
That's how you get sick.
We already have one dead person. We don't need
more.
That's right.
I mean, we do. But population control.
That's like a broader, that's a broader conversation. Yeah.
That's different.
Exactly. So you had a fucking very eventful week.
Right, yeah.
Jesus. And you're still wearing Crocs right now?
I'm chill.
Despite the fact that you must have confronted your own mortality and you only have a number of days
left. I'm going to live forever, baby.
You're going to spend this day wearing Crocs.
I'm going to live forever, baby.
It's kind of sad.
I don't think I'll ever confront my mortality.
You haven't yet?
No.
Clearly.
I got the cure for death. Can't tell you.
Oh, don't be a dick.
I want to be the only person.
Don't be a dick.
That's the. I can't wait for that day.
Could
you imagine being the only person left?
It wouldn't be that bad.
It wouldn't be that bad. It'd be great. Everything you can do. I would ruin cars. My life would be GTA without all the non-playable characters around.
That's like most of the fun, though. It's like beating them up and robbing them.
You steal cars. You just crash them into things. You walk away. Nah.
But it'd be okay. You'd be able to do it.
I mean, the biggest problem would be food. I'd be eating canned food the rest of my life, which is fine. I like SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. You get used to it.
SpaghettiOs with Franks.
Eventually, you got nothing else to do. Eventually, you'd learn to hunt and fish and stuff and provide for yourself.
Now, do they? I know how to fish. I don't like the way fish tastes, so I'm not going to eat it.
If it was your only option,
SpaghettiOs. I already said that. If I'm the only person, I'm not going to run out.
If you, all right, you ready? Someone comes up to you with a button, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, if you push this button, a little kid, somewhere in the world dies.
Okay, but I get $1 million?
And you get $1,000,000.
I'll take the million. Thank you.
You would do it?
No problem.
Push the button?
Wouldn't even think twice about it.
Be really honest here. Really think if this is a real... Like, try to put yourself in your shoes if someone comes up to you and really does this. You would take the $1,000,000.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
Have you ever seen $1,000,000?
No, but that's not even going to last.
Well,
you
I have
because
I pushed the button. It's not going to last my lifetime. That's fine, but it's going to make my lifetime a lot easier.
Your face with underneath it, I'd kill your kid for $1,000,000.
You'd want the honesty, wouldn't you?
Would you kill someone for $1,000,000?
Well, that depends.
Would you physically kill someone? A random kid. If someone comes up to you.
If I have to do it, if I have to see them die.
Yeah, you have to do it.
No. Well, it depends entirely on the situation. If it's post-apocalyptic, everything's off. If it's society as it is right now.
No, society as it is right now.
No, I don't think I would do that.
So it's you seeing it.
If I'm just going like this and someone dies somewhere and I get money, someone dies every day.
But this is a kid that's going to otherwise live a happy and healthy life, potentially.
Are you saying his life is worth more than $1,000,000?
Yeah, I am saying that.
Or her life.
Well,
I mean, if it's her life, obviously
it's
not.
It's 75% of $1,000,000.
All right. So, I mean, I could get lucky.
You could get
lucky. And I'm making 25% more than what I'm...
next Hitler you're killing. Or it could be the next Elon Musk.
Who's to say he's not the next Hitler?
I knew you were going to go there. I knew, who's the fucking Elon Musk is a good or bad guy?
Listen, I love Elon Musk. I think he's great.
It could be, but it could be someone you know and love. It could be a thrill, potentially.
She's not a kid.
She is at heart. And that's where where you were wrong.
Nope. That's not, now you're just making up things to try to make me feel bad.
But it could be her.
No, you said it had to be a kid.
Okay, it's a kid.
So it's under 18. All right.
So
I don't have any kids.
It's a kid though.
Oh, fine.
It could be a friend's kid. Ooh.
I thought about that.
The Binks?
I would really hope it wasn't.
Yeah, no shit. You know what I mean? This would not be funny in the slightest bit.
It wouldn't
but
be funny.
If you push the, all right, this is a bad,
but like I said, I would really
this
hope.
This is completely hypothetical. Please don't take offense to this, anyone. But if you, and I'm talking specifically the Binks, because if you push the button and Binks' kid died, but you didn't know if they were correlated or not, you would have a lot of fucking inner turmoil.
I would.
Right?
Yeah. I would probably give the $1 million to him, or at least half of it.
Would you, or would you be in your head be like, well, I don't really know for a fact it was me that killed his
no,
kid.
No, I would feel rough about that.
Yeah.
If it was someone like, I knew,
what
I would
it was like, what if it was like 2 days later after you pushed the button? Would you be like, eh?
Well, then is it me?
That's the question.
No, I assume the button is pressed and then it happens. If it's too late, 2 days later, it's not me.
That's an assumption.
No. That's the rules of the game. You press the button, someone dies. Because what if I don't press the button and they still die?
So you wouldn't give him any money at that point?
You know, I would help.
You have $1 million, you're not going to give Binks any fucking money, his kid just fucking died?
That's why I just said I would help.
All right, dude. You killed this fucking kid.
No, I did. If it's 2 days later, I didn't.
Dude, you would really fuck for $1 million, dude. It's not even, it's a lot of money, but it's not like that much money. It's not fuck
it,
you money.
It is for me.
It's not.
It is when you can turn it into more money. And if I had $1 million to invest in this lovely podcast, we could really take off.
Well, we would. We could have a staff.
We would have, it would be the podcast with the guy who killed a kid for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't prove it.
We could have the father and mother on as guests.
Well, hopefully it's in China and it's one of the little girls that they're going to kill anyways, which is more than likely what's going to be because there's so many of them.
Statistically.
Correct.
But.
From my experience.
But. Unless the person who has the power that is the is overseeing power in his like, he pushes it.
That's fine. It still works. It's still a persona. But I don't want it to be someone I know, obviously. But if it's a random person I don't know, in a heartbeat.
Well, you don't know, so.
Would you?
No.
Bitch.
I wouldn't.
You're a pussy. You're lying to yourself.
No, I'm not lying. I really wouldn't. I'd be like, oh.
$1 million.
I wouldn't do it. People, you can be like, oh, yeah, you wouldn't do it. Yeah, right. You
and
would
you
do
can
it.
Live.
No, I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't do it.
You can live off of $1 million comfortably.
Yeah. Yeah, I can also live off of the money I'm earning right now.
If I had $1 million,
can't retire.
You can't. I don't need that much. I would pay off my house and I'd still have a shit ton left over. I would have no bills. And I don't eat that much.
It would be a dead kid and a family.
Actually, that family would have one less mouth to feed. I'm doing them a favor as well.
It's a poor family in India and they have 30 children.
And this kid dies and they're like, thank you. Thank you, Buddha or whoever it is you pray to over there. Hinda, I don't know. What if it's a sick person who's going to die anyways? What if their make-a-wish is to die so that someone gets $1 million? Then I'm granting a make-a-wish and getting $1 million.
Then you're just, honestly, you're just a good guy at that point.
Aren't I? Thank you.
You know, and that's what this all comes down to. At the end of the day, you're just a good guy.
I'm an honest.
A good guy who would kill a child.
Yeah, I'm an honest person.
Right. All right, fuck it, dude. Fuck it. I don't think you would do it. I personally.
That's fine. I knew the question, and I said yes.
It's
before.
Not. It's been posed before. It's one of those like philosophical quandaries. But for you, it's not really a quandary. It's, bitch, I'd do it.
Philosophical, non-philosophical, you know, it's all the same to me. I mean, what if we're in a computer program? That's, then what is all this anyways?
Right. You're right.
You got anything else?
No.
I don't want to end on such a dark note.
That was dark.
So I'd like you to have something else. We have a Discord, and I'd really like it if people
explain to me what Discord is.
So a Discord, it's a social community. It's a social media, but it also isn't a social media. It's constant interaction. We can interact with you. You can interact with us. Oh, and I totally forgot. I wanted to do a live episode on that today, and I totally forgot.
We'll start next week.
Right. Like, they can interact with us. Not as we're going, but as we're going. But we won't hear it.
Is it Twitch?
It's not Twitch. It's not. So, like, they can communicate with each other as well. And they can post pictures and memes and stuff and all that other stuff with friends. And we don't even have to be there. Right. But we will be there. You won't be because you refuse to sign up for it.
All right, I'll do it. If we get some fucking Discord followers, I'll do it.
Discord is where it's at.
I'll post my nudes. Fuck it. Can I do that?
You can. I'll make a not safe for work channel.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll post my nudes.
I can make all that shit.
Can they make memes out of my nudes?
They can do whatever they want.
All right. This is fucking anarchy.
It's literally a community run by us. We control it. We make the rules. We allow whatever we want. And there's voice channels and there's chat channels.
Talk my
nudes. Yeah.
Post nudes.
Right. And you can do it anywhere. You don't have to be here with me. Like, you'll have the power to go onto the chat channel and just talk whenever you want. You don't love it. Right, I can see it in your face.
No. I'm down.
All right.
It's an app?
It's an app.
I sound like a 50-year-old man right now.
It also doesn't have to be an app. It's a web app as well. So you can go to the page on like Chrome or whatever you use. You don't have to download anything.
We can personalize it?
And it's free. It's free. It's not like Vero.
There's no reason
where you
got to
pay.
Well, I don't need to pay for Vero.
I didn't have to pay either.
What's up with Vero?
I don't think anybody's on it.
Is it,
I think
does it,
died
it exist
off.
Anymore?
I don't know. I still have the app.
Yo, follow our Vero, though.
No, don't.
I'll post my nudes on there, too.
I don't know if you can. Might have the same rules as Facebook.
Who's monitoring?
Who's monitoring Vero at all? Nobody.
All right, cool. Join our Discord.
If you want to specifically join ours, go to brucetorspodcast.com/discord. Or just go to brucetorspodcast.com. Up in the top left corner, if you're on a computer, there's just says Discord. Just click it. If you're on a phone, I don't have my phone.
Ooh, all right, here's a good way to get people to Discord in general. Who else is on Discord? Are there other podcasters on there? Are there other people, famous celebrities?
A lot of podcasters use it. I don't know off the top of my head, but I know a lot of like Twitch streamers use it. And they'll do like, one of them does like a movie night. The fans get to pick the movie. They'll host a movie on there. You can watch it all as a group and you can chat with it while you're watching it. You know.
Yeah.
Get to pick the movie if they want.
I love that. If you know anything about me, you know watching a movie with me is always entertaining.
I know a lot about you.
Because if the movie's entertaining, I'll let it be entertaining. But if it's not entertaining, I'll interject and make it entertaining. All right.
Oh, I got to log in because I'm fucking... My phone broke recently.
So join our Discord.
Right. Join our Discord. I think it'll be a lot of fun for everyone involved. Me in particular.
And if you have any t-shirt ideas for me specifically, since Matty Mayhem is getting his own t-shirt.
Yeah, I make my own t-shirts.
Let me know.
I come up with my own ideas.
I'm going to start brainstorming. But if you have any ideas for me about what my t-shirt should be. This is fucking serious, dude. Hit me up. I want to know. What should my t-shirt be? Give me some t-shirt ideas. We'll credit you and give you no percentage of the profits.
That's right, because there's barely any.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I'm Matty Mayhem.
I'm Dave Caggiano.
And we are the Brucetors.